Good Saturday, everyone. Welcome in to the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Might, joined by Kevin Monroe. And Kevin, of course, an outstanding defensive back in his playing days for East Carolina, and now offers his insights on the Pirate Radio Network. You can hear Kevin tonight as East Carolina kicks off at Central Florida, 7 p.m. Kevin, we a little disappointed, I guess, in terms of the outcome with Temple. It appeared to be a game in which East Carolina could compete, and we were hopeful of a win. The Owls got the best of the Pirates 34-10 last week, and your thoughts on that?
Well, Al, disappointing is definitely the word I would use to describe it. I think this was the first game since UConn where the Pirates felt like they could compete talent-wise with the other team, and that there would be no real lopsided situation going offensively or defensively in terms of that standard. And it just did not look like that on the field. It looked like Temple, both offensively and defensively, controlled the line of scrimmage. They made plays in the one-on-one 50-50 situations, as Coach Mo likes to call it. And they just were the better team. And there was never really a time, you know, after the first quarter where you felt like the Pirates could get anything going or were in the game. And I think for a lot of folks that saw this Pirate offense put up 31 points against a team like USF, and then also, play well at times versus West Virginia and Virginia Tech, and to be so inept against a Temple team that was pretty good on defense, but certainly not the best defense the Pirates have faced this year, was really, you know, kind of discouraging. And it looked like the team took a couple steps back. And then defensively, you know, they didn't give up 61, but, you know, this wasn't the type of offense, being the worst in the conference, that could put up 61. And honestly, them scoring 34 was more than double their average. So, all in all, just not the game the Pirates were expecting to play, not the game the fans were expecting to see. And for such a small crowd at Dowdy Pickens Stadium, one of the smallest I've seen in a long time, I would have hoped that the Pirates, you know, would have shown better to maybe get the fans back out there in the next home game, but that's not what we saw.
Last week, Kevin, the offense was not as inconsistent, or was not as consistent as in previous weeks, as you mentioned. Didn't seem like they could establish a rhythm, and Coach Mo and his thoughts on the game felt like, you know, better play from the offensive line will produce a better running game, and a better running game will offset the defense a little bit and open up things for the passing game. But it starts up front, and the Pirates need to make improvements there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I was perplexed with the amount of pressure that was put on Thomas Cirque, specifically in the passing game. It seemed like, although he wasn't sacked a ton, there was pressure in his face on almost every pass. And, you know, we've seen, if there's one position group the Pirates have seen be effective, or I should say the most talented position group the Pirates have seen this season has been D-line play. I mean, West Virginia had a good one. Virginia Tech had a great one. USF had a good one. And so they've seen over and over again, you know, big-time defensive line play. And Temple's was good, but it certainly was not. I wouldn't have put it in the top two or three of what they faced. And for whatever reason, the offensive linemen just could not figure it out. They could not slow these guys down. And therefore, Thomas Cirque rushed his passes, made a couple of ill-advised passes. And the connection with the receivers was off. There were some drop passes by receivers, but certainly the offensive line play needed to be better in the passing game. And then the running game, you know, Coach talked about getting film on Thomas Cirque running the ball because he ran so many times versus South Florida. And to me, that said, we're going to get this on film, and then they're going to have to be ready for it, and that's going to open up things in the passing game. It's going to open up things in the zone read handoff to the running back. Well, it didn't. And it was, you know, when they tried to hand off to the running back didn't get much. Certainly when Cirque kept it, he didn't get anything. And it didn't really help the passing game because it didn't really slow down the rush. So I just wonder what went wrong after being able to put that on film and be able to use that to your advantage that they weren't able to.
Right. Kevin, East Carolina continues to work on improving its defense, and obviously there's a lot of room for improvement there. This past week it was announced that John Gutekunst would be returning to the East Carolina program as a defensive consultant. He played at Duke back in the 1960s. He's a former head coach at Minnesota, and Coach Montgomery has known him over the years. And obviously, with the defensive coordinator change earlier this season, the Pirates were a coach down in on the defensive side of the ball. John Gutekunst is going to come in and look at alignments. And Coach Mo said, basically, he said that the defense just needs to make more plays. And sometimes you can be so wrapped up in where you're supposed to be and what your responsibilities are in a scheme that maybe you don't get to the ball, maybe you don't make tackles, but whatever thoughts you have there.
Yeah, I'm very perplexed, Al. I consider myself a good judge of talent, and I don't think there's 11 bad players on the field when I watch East Carolina starters go out on the field. Honestly, there might be two or three players that aren't very good, but I see six or seven guys that could start a lot of places around the country, and some have, and have played and transferred. But he's absolutely right. They're not making plays, and the defensive backs specifically. I did appreciate what Colby Gore was able to do, especially in the second half last week, where he was stride for stride with receivers. He was turning his head around. He made a nice pass breakup in the back of the end zone. Another play, the kid made a top 10 Sports Center play on him, but he was right there, did all he could do. I liked what he was doing, but. Marcus Holton Jr., Love, some of the other guys out there are just not turning their head around, finding the football. Safeties, aren't coming up and helping in the passing game the way you like. They're not making tackles. Tim Irvin is, he's the real deal. He makes plays out there. Sometimes you wonder if he's not on the field, if a tackle's going to get made because he's tracking down balls all over the field. At the linebacker position, it's kind of been a carousel of guys, a roller coaster of guys in and out. We were counting on Jordan Williams at one time to kind of be the guy, but, half the game he was on the bench. So I don't know what he was going through, maybe some injury, maybe just trying to give him a break, but there was other guys in there, and there weren't tackles being made as they should have been. So certainly anything that can help this defense get back to where they should be, not just getting lined up. We went the first two or three weeks of the season, the guys weren't even lined up correctly. Now I feel like they're lined up, but they're not making plays. I completely agree with Coach. And so we'll see. We'll see if bringing in Mr. Gutekunst helps. Certainly he's been around the game for a long time, and maybe he can help straighten some things out.
And, of course, Kevin, it doesn't get any easier this week. Central Florida nationally ranked, and they're unbeaten playing at home, so quite a challenge in store.
Yeah, listen, they've not played an easy schedule either. They've played some pretty good teams. Their game versus Georgia Tech was canceled, but they did play Maryland, who's not terrible. They played Memphis, who's put up a ton of points on some teams this year, and they held them to 13 points. Cincinnati, not a top-tier American Athletic Conference team, but they scored 51 on them. So they've played well. They've scored a ton of points in every game. The lowest scoring game was 38 points. So this is an offense that can put up points. And the Pirates are the worst defense in the American Athletic Conference, one of the worst in the country. So they're certainly going to get tested. They've got a sophomore quarterback that played great as a freshman last year, and he's back in Milton. So they've got some good players. They always have good skill position players and receivers and running backs. That's the one thing about recruiting in Florida. You can get a ton of skill players that are good athletes that can play at any school. So this is a scary game for the Pirates. If they come out and they're not making plays again, this game could get away from them in a hurry. So hopefully tonight they've got some things straightened out. They're poised to make some plays because they're going to have to get some turnovers and try to figure some things out with this UCF team.
Well, turnovers could be a big key. Let's talk about that Bonesville tradition, Kevin's keys to the game.
Well, Al, I mean, it's, you know, with the struggles that this team has gone through, gosh, everything's a key, honestly, because they really need to buckle down and figure some things out. But let's just start up front. Offensive line has got to do better. They just have to do better. They've got to find a way to be able to run the football and keep people off Thomas Cirque so he can make some plays happen in the passing game. Thomas Cirque is the best offensive player they have. Obviously, there's some receivers that are really, really good, but if he can't get them to the ball, then they just cancels them out. So up front, the offensive line has got to win that battle to be able to free up some things for everything going on, run game and pass game. Defensively, they got to win those one-on-one plays, those 50-50 balls that we talked about. They've got to win some of those. So you find a way to make a play to keep the other team from making a play is a huge, huge deal. And then the intangibles. We talked about the intangibles. Make something happen on special teams. You know, get a kick return, get a kick block. Make something happen that people weren't expecting, that they couldn't game plan for, and see if you can turn a game on its head in that regard.
All right. Well, Kevin, we'll look forward and hope for the best tonight and look forward to talking with you next week.
Sounds good, Al.
It's your ship, Johnny Pirates!